The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today, we are looking at the role of therapy and counseling in recovery, rebuilding from within. Recovery is rarely a journey you can walk alone. When someone emerges from prison or battles addiction, the weight of their past can feel overwhelming. The shame, trauma, and deep-seated patterns that led to destructive choices don't simply disappear when the cell door opens or when someone decides to get clean. This is where therapy and counseling become more than helpful resources. They become lifelines. The path to rebuilding a life worth living requires more than willpower and good intentions. It demands a fundamental rewiring of thought patterns, emotional responses, and behavioral habits that may have been decades in the making. Professional therapy and counseling provide the structured, evidence-based framework that makes lasting transformation possible. Understanding the deep wounds. Anyone who has experienced incarceration or struggled with substance abuse carries invisible scars. These wounds often run much deeper than the obvious consequences of their actions. Prison environments create trauma, strip away identity, and reinforce cycles of shame and hopelessness. Addiction hijacks the brain's reward system, creating neural pathways that prioritize substances over survival instincts. Research from the National Institute on Drug Abuse shows that addiction changes brain structure and function in areas related to reward, stress, and self-control. These changes can persist long after someone stops using substances. Similarly, studies on incarceration reveal that prison experiences frequently exacerbate existing mental health conditions while creating new ones, including post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, and depression. Sarah, who spent 7 years in federal prison for drug-related charges, describes her first therapy session after release. "I walked into that office thinking I just needed someone to tell me I was strong enough to make it. Instead, my therapist helped me understand that my addiction wasn't a moral failing. It was a response to trauma I'd been carrying since childhood. That realization changed everything." The therapeutic process begins with understanding that recovery isn't about becoming a new person. It's about uncovering the authentic self that existed before addiction or criminal behavior took over. This requires professional guidance to navigate the complex layers of shame, trauma, and maladaptive coping mechanisms that have accumulated over time. The science of therapeutic intervention. Modern therapy approaches for addiction and reintegration are grounded in decades of research about how the brain heals and adapts. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, has shown remarkable success in helping individuals identify and change destructive thought patterns. Studies indicate that CBT can reduce recidivism rates by up to 25% and significantly improve addiction recovery outcomes. Dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, teaches crucial skills for emotional regulation, something many people struggling with addiction or criminal behavior never learned. DBT helps individuals manage intense emotions without resorting to substances or harmful behaviors. The therapy focuses on four core modules: mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotion regulation, and interpersonal effectiveness. Trauma-informed therapy addresses the root causes that often drive addiction and criminal behavior. The ACE study, Adverse Childhood Experiences, revealed that individuals with four or more traumatic childhood experiences are 7 times more likely to develop alcoholism and 12 times more likely to attempt suicide. These statistics underscore why addressing trauma is essential for lasting recovery. Marcus, who battled heroin addiction for 15 years before spending time in prison, explains, "My counselor helped me see that every time I used drugs, I was trying to escape memories of abuse from when I was 8 years old. We couldn't change what happened, but we could change how I responded to those memories. Learning healthier coping mechanisms literally saved my life. Building new neural pathways. The brain's neuroplasticity, its ability to form new neural connections, offers hope for even the most entrenched patterns of addiction and criminal thinking. However, this rewiring process requires consistent, intentional effort guided by therapeutic expertise. In therapy, individuals learn to recognize triggers before they lead to destructive actions. They practice new responses to stress, anger, and fear. They develop healthy relationships with boundaries and trust. These aren't skills that develop overnight or through willpower alone. They require the structured support that professional counseling provides. Group therapy adds another powerful dimension to recovery. Listening to others share similar struggles reduces isolation and shame, while providing practical strategies from people who truly understand the challenges of rebuilding a life. Group settings also offer opportunities to practice new social skills in a safe, supportive environment. Dr. James Prochaska's research on the stages of change model shows that successful behavior change happens in predictable phases: pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. Therapists trained in this model can meet clients wherever they are in the process and provide appropriate interventions for each stage. Practical tools for daily living. Effective therapy goes beyond weekly sessions. It provides practical tools for navigating daily challenges. These tools become particularly crucial during the vulnerable early months of recovery or reintegration. Mindfulness techniques help individuals stay present rather than getting lost in regrets about the past or anxiety about the future. Simple breathing exercises can interrupt the fight-or-flight response that often triggers relapse or destructive behavior. Cognitive restructuring teaches people to challenge negative thought patterns. Instead of thinking, "I'm a failure who will never succeed," individuals learn to reframe thoughts more realistically. "I've made mistakes, but I'm taking steps to build a better life." Relapse prevention planning involves identifying specific triggers, warning signs, and coping strategies. This isn't pessimistic planning. It's realistic preparation that dramatically increases the chances of long-term success. Jennifer, who overcame cocaine addiction after losing custody of her children, shares, "My therapist made me write down every single trigger I could think of. Certain neighborhoods, types of music, even specific emotions. Then we created action plans for each one. When I felt that familiar urge to use, I had concrete steps to follow instead of just hoping I'd be strong enough to resist." The relationship factor. Perhaps the most powerful aspect of therapy is the therapeutic relationship itself. For many people in recovery, this may be their first experience with a healthy, boundaried relationship built on trust and respect. Therapists provide unconditional positive regard, accepting clients as valuable human beings regardless of their past actions. This acceptance helps counteract the shame and self-hatred that fuel destructive behaviors. When someone experiences genuine acceptance from another person, they begin to believe that change is possible. The therapeutic relationship also models healthy communication patterns. Clients learn to express emotions without manipulation, to set boundaries without aggression, and to resolve conflicts without violence or withdrawal. These relationship skills become the foundation for rebuilding connections with family members and forming new, healthy relationships. Addressing co-occurring disorders. Mental health conditions often underlie both addiction and criminal behavior. Depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, and PTSD are significantly more common among individuals who have struggled with substances or spent time in prison. Effective therapy addresses these co-occurring disorders simultaneously rather than treating them as separate issues. Medication can play an important supporting role when managed properly. Antidepressants, mood stabilizers, or anti-anxiety medications can provide the stability necessary for therapy to be effective. However, medication alone is rarely sufficient. The combination of pharmaceutical support and therapeutic intervention provides the best outcomes. Breaking intergenerational cycles. One of the most profound impacts of successful therapy extends beyond the individual in recovery. When someone breaks free from patterns of addiction or criminal behavior, they prevent passing these patterns to the next generation. Children of parents in recovery develop healthier coping mechanisms, communication skills, and relationship patterns. They're less likely to struggle with substance abuse or engage in criminal behavior themselves. This ripple effect makes therapy and counseling investments not just in individual lives, but in families and communities. Robert, who completed therapy as part of his recovery from gambling addiction, reflects, "The best part of my healing journey wasn't getting my finances back on track. It was watching my teenage son learn to handle stress without shutting down or exploding. He saw me going to therapy, doing the work, and changing how I dealt with problems. Now he does the same thing." The long-term perspective. Recovery is not a destination, but a lifelong journey. Therapy provides tools and insights that continue to be relevant years after formal treatment ends. Many successful individuals in recovery maintain some form of therapeutic support throughout their lives, whether through periodic individual sessions, group meetings, or peer counseling relationships. This ongoing support helps prevent complacency that can lead to relapse. It provides a space to process new challenges and life transitions. It reinforces healthy coping mechanisms and continues the personal growth that began in early recovery. Creating sustainable change. The most effective therapy approaches don't just address symptoms. They help individuals create entirely new identities and life narratives. Instead of seeing themselves as ex-convicts or recovering addicts, people learn to embrace fuller identities. Parents, professionals, community members, and whole human beings whose past struggles inform but don't define their futures. This identity shift requires time, patience, and professional guidance. Therapists help clients recognize their strengths, develop new skills, and create meaningful goals for the future. They support the gradual process of rebuilding self-worth and discovering purpose. The role of therapy and counseling in recovery cannot be overstated. These professional interventions provide the scaffolding that supports individuals as they rebuild their lives from the ground up. They offer hope, practical tools, and the relationship foundation necessary for sustainable change. Recovery is possible. Transformation is achievable, but neither happens in isolation. With proper therapeutic support, individuals can overcome seemingly impossible circumstances to create lives filled with meaning, connection, and genuine fulfillment. The journey may be challenging, but it's one worth taking, and one that no one has to walk alone.